Culture.
Book Review. The New India by Rahul Bhatia. Hindu Nationalism in India. Identity Politics.
A few months after winning a second term in 2019, Narendra Modi, India's Prime Minister, and his Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, passed a law called the Citizenship Amendment Act. The law granted fast-track citizenship to refugees from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, so long as they were not Muslim. At the same time, the government was planning to compile something called the National Register of Citizens, which would require every Indian to prove their nationality. It is not uncommon for poor Indians to lack paperwork. When an exercise similar to the register was undertaken by a BJP government in the state of Assam, which has a long history of migration from Bangladesh, nearly 2 million people were declared foreigners. To fend off detainment or deportation, they had to appeal to quasi-judicial bodies called foreigners' tribunals. Many feared that the BJP wanted to do the same thing on a national scale and that the new law was a way to deny Muslims a path back to citizenship. Protests erupted, concentrated in Delhi, the capital. In response, minor politicians began to issue threats, writes Rahul Bhatia, a journalist in The New India. They likened the Citizenship Act protesters to traitors and invited crowds to shoot them. Riots broke out, killing 53 people, mostly Muslims. Mr. Bhatia's aim is to show how Hindu supremacist ideology is poisoning India and endangering its democracy. The BJP is affiliated with the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, a powerful organization that sees India as inherently and irrevocably Hindu. In campaign speeches leading up to general elections earlier this year, Mr. Modi, a former RSS man, repeatedly invoked as bogeymen foreign infiltrators and those who have more children, thinly veiled references to Muslims. Strengthening Hindu identity is a big part of Mr. Modi's and his party's pitch. Mr. Modi has also built a coalition of voters by promising economic progress. Technology is crucial in honouring this promise. In the decade that he has been in power, India has rolled out a digital payment system now used by some 300 million people and streamlined the welfare system by transferring cash directly to bank accounts. These revolutions were made possible by a biometrics-based national identity system called Aadhaar, launched in 2010. During Mr. Modi's tenure, it has been extended to almost every resident. These are two different forms of identity. One legal and one personal. Mr. Bhatia argues that it is possible to weaponize one with the other, as the Refugee Act and Citizenship Register show. This is why the collection of data by the state is contentious in India and elsewhere. In the hands of authoritarians, systems meant to help citizens can be used to harm them instead. The legal system is supposed to work as a guardrail. Privacy is a constitutional right, thanks to challenges brought against Aadhaar. Yet the judicial system is an unreliable safety net. It takes years for cases to come to court, let alone reach a verdict. Mr. Bhatia's book combines reporting, history, and polemic. It succeeds at two of those endeavours. His reconstruction of the febrile atmosphere in the weeks leading up to the Delhi riots, the days of carnage, and the search for justice afterwards is richly detailed. His account of the precursors to Hindu nationalism, reaching back to a Hindu reformist movement of the 19th century, is fascinating. So is his description of an early unsuccessful attempt to create an identity system. He is less convincing when linking Aadhaar with Hindu nationalism, as Aadhaar was the creation of a secular non-BJP government, a fact Mr. Bhatia acknowledges but does not engage with. The author frets that the system could be used for surveillance or targeted violence, approvingly citing activists who make analogies with Nazi Germany. The risk, he says, is present in the air. The New India, similarly, is atmospheric but evanescent.